Well, the president's scheduled to visit Puerto Rico tomorrow, and we want to take a minute to check in there as we keep an eye on any news from Las Vegas. Reporter Miguel Santiago of the public radio station Radio Universidad de Puerto Rico in San Juan is on the line. He's the 21-year-old reporter we've been checking in with. Miguel, what's going on?
Right now, I'm just right here at the University of Puerto Rico. A lot of students are helping, you know, clean the whole campus. A lot of leaf blowers and just a lot of that stuff.
Yeah, and you have time on your hands. Your radio station ran out of diesel for its generator and lost an antenna, so you're not broadcasting. Could be weeks or months before you get back on the air. But this probably frees you. But what are you doing for income and money? Because we understand the banks are closed. Are banks starting to open?
Some banks have opened so people can get money out of their accounts because a lot of businesses here, restaurants or even gasoline stations only accept cash.
Yeah.
So there's kind of a bit of a cash problem here. You know, a lot of people like myself, their life is sort of a standby because they can't get to their jobs or their jobs haven't opened yet.
Right. What about the response you're seeing, Miguel? We're now 12 or 13 days after Maria hit. You know, the storm of criticism about the Trump administration response. Now there's been a surge in federal officials coming to the island. You know, they've started shipping, which hasn't gotten there yet, but which will bring fuel, search and rescue teams. 59 hospitals are now partially operational, according to the Trump administration. Almost half of people there have access to some drinking water. You know, 60% of retail gas stations open for business. So, but that still means that half the people don't have water, half the gas stations or so don't have gas. Have you seen officials? Have you seen responders?
I've seen a few military personnel, you know, helping rearrange lines at gas stations.
You mean like troops are there?
I've seen some troops. I just sort of see that everything's in order. You know, there's been reported that some fights have broken out over people trying to get gasoline, a gasoline line. So that's pretty much what I assume that they're doing.
They're there for crowd control.
Exactly, yeah, exactly. In terms of response, you know, the people that I managed to talk to that are not in the San Juan area, you know, the capital area, they're really frustrated because they believe or they feel that the media is not covering them enough or just covering San Juan. And they're still in a critical situation almost 2 weeks after the event.
Yeah. Well, I mean, boy, some outlets, CNN comes to mind, have been trying, you know, wall-to-wall coverage and sending reporters to places where bridges are out, and it just looks devastated. Look, what do you think of the verbal spat between the president and the mayor of San Juan? The mayor, Carmen Yulín Cruz, accused the Trump administration of killing us with inefficiency. This was on Friday. She begged him to make sure somebody's in charge. There was a general appointed. But then he tweeted over the weekend, as he was going to a golf tournament at one of his clubs, that Mayor Cruz had poor leadership. She was unable to get workers to help. They want everything to be done for them when it should be a community effort. And he also said that people who questioned his administration's commitment were politically motivated ingrates. Just your thoughts on the criticism that it's supposed to be a community effort and implying people aren't helping.
Yeah, of course. He's right. I believe this is supposed to be a community effort, and it is a community effort. A lot of Puerto Ricans are, you know, just dedicating their time to just reestablish order here. We've done our part of the community effort. We need them or the federal administration to do their part, okay? You know, for example, you know, waiving the Jones Act for just 10 days or will do very little help.
This was the restriction on shipping, which kept foreign ships bearing things like fuel from coming to Puerto Rico. People were calling for it to be waived much sooner. It did get waived end of last week, and you're saying it needs to be longer.
It really just needs to be eliminated completely. So us Puerto Ricans are doing our part of the community effort that President Donald Trump said. And again, we need his administration, to do their part. Of course, I don't know if it's correct to say this, but a lot of Puerto Ricans are using that his golf course as a joke, that some people are saying that, you know, he's just coming to check in his golf course here.
Well, according to PolitiFact, Donald Trump did have a golf course on Puerto Rico. It was partly funded by the Puerto Rican government. It defaulted, and so he left Puerto Rican taxpayers, again, according to PolitiFact, with a very big bill. But we take your point. Miguel Santiago of Radio Universidad de Puerto Rico, the public radio station. Miguel, thank you, and best of luck to you.
Thank you, Robin.
That's reporter Miguel Santiago of Radio Universidad de Puerto Rico, giving us an update on the situation there. Miguel, best of luck to you there.
Thank you, Robin.